This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the nation. We're live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. Come on out for some Eat, Drink, Scenic Views. We got a Tolo back window decal for you. A little update on the sked. Jake Ferguson asked for 520. So we'll do that for him. 520 Jake Ferguson this afternoon. You got LA Live then back at its normal slot at 540 in the G bag today, coming up at 530. All right. It's 1 hour away from Brooks Kubina. Eagles beat writer for The Athletic. He's going to join you coming up in 1 hour. We'll get the deets on how toxic things are in Philadelphia this afternoon as they get ready to visit the Cowboys coming up this weekend. Time here for a daily football fix with Wolchuk, buddy.
Let's do it. Your insane stat of the day, courtesy of Tom Downey on the Twitters. Last time the Cowboys lost at home against an NFC East team with a healthy Dakota Rain Prescott was November 19th of 2017 against the Eagles. That is an absurd 18 straight wins at home against the East. That's also the only time Dak has ever lost at home against Filthy. He is 6-1 against the Turds.
Has he ever lost both games to the Turds?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he's ever been. I mean, I think the only team that's ever swept him was his rookie year, the
Giants. Yeah, 16.
And usually I'm on the lookout for false confidence. I don't think that applies here. You know, I think Cowboys fans are well within their rights to believe you're gonna knock off the best team in the NFC and bring a little bit more credibility to your season.
Yeah, why the hell not, man? I mean, why not? Why can't we do this thing, huh?
Because they've gotten beat by Arizona.
Yeah, I know, Brian. You know what? But they got some new faces now. They got a rejuvenized locker room. Now, you got a guy in Quinnen Williams, best damn player on the defense. You didn't have Quinnen Williams.
Sure.
Kalen Carson, he was sitting. Savone Rivel, he wasn't playing. Logan Wilson, that's a big upgrade over what you got right now. And I'll tell you what, fellas, you had a tragic moment that has galvanized that locker room. Hmm. That was a team that was playing for more than just a football game. They were playing with a purpose. They were playing for each other. They were playing for their brothers. And that's something that can sustain this team to a very, very special run. Call it hopium. Call it homerism. All of that, probably true. But why the hell not? Sports is about the great story. And I'm here for the great story. Let's go ahead and make this season a fun run to the playoffs, baby.
Which one would you like me to call it for you, hopium or homerism?
I'm saying both.
Okay.
I don't think it is this week, though, because of what you did to them week one. The fact that their offense isn't good. You know, it was 24-20 in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts is not going to be able to pass the ball against you. Like, and if he does decide this is the week he's going to force into the zone coverage, yeah, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. It'll be interception city.
This team's played like crap all year, and they're, what, 8-2? I mean, this team has found a way to – teams have been driving the ball on them. They get a turnover. They blocked two field goals against the Rams. I think the Rams are one of the best teams in the NFL.
Picking the Eagles?
I'm going to pick the Eagles.
All right.
Yeah, I am.
That's good. I'm glad you are, because I was worried I was going to have to be the one to do it.
Yeah, somebody's got to.
Don't want to jinx it.
Somebody's got to be the one that does it. I'm surprised at really how many people are kind of going for the Cowboys in this one. But I really do think the Cowboys are going to be able to get this win on Sunday against the Eagles. I think the Eagles are due for everything that you said. At 8-2, they've been kind of squeaking by some games.
Well, we've seen teams last year like the Chiefs with the one-score games.
Yeah.
They were great. This year they've been terrible.
Right.
So
it kind of finds a way to even out at times.
I just, to me, though, like I say, I worry about all the bad things that, like, the Philadelphia Eagles have gone through with their lack of a running game. And let's be honest, though, Hurts hadn't turned the ball over. One interception.
No.
You know, one interception.
He does not lose you games.
Yeah, and so as long as he holds the ball, you know, and you could bitch about the offense if you're an Eagles fan or a player or whatever, but they're okay with going three and out and punting. And let's go play defense.
Because they trust their defense. But against the Cowboys at AT&T Stadium, I like the Cowboys' chance to score in the 20s.
If Dallas...
They are number one in the NFL in three and outs. Like, this offense is atrocious. And his conservatism isn't a feature. It is a bug that's going to catch up with them.
Yeah, but you've got to find a way that you make sure that you score when they go three and out.
Yeah, the offense is going to have to hold up their end of the bargain.
See,
in this one.
We were 40-burger offense going into the Arizona game, and then what happens there?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's snake bit. You know, that's history. And Denver, best defense in the NFL, maybe. I don't think the Eagles, like, Jalen Phillips is a nice addition. They're making a big deal out of him. He's got one sack since he arrived.
Sure.
You can mitigate that.
Yeah, how do they control Jalen Carter inside, I think, is going to be a huge key. And obviously, the Texans coming in, they didn't play against Jalen Carter. That'll be different. You're right. Maybe he spits on Dak again. Who knows? Maybe you got a way to get in his head. But I'm looking at the line of scrimmage here, and that's where games are won. This Cowboys defensive tackle rotation is the best I've seen it since they won the Super Bowls in the 90s.
Are clearly, they're compromised. If they have to play with the backup center and a backup right tackle.
I think Donovan Ezeraku's ascending.
Sure.
Jadeveon Clowney has found his rhythm in this thing. If you can find a way to get one of your other edges in the rotation to step up and play well, whether it's Fowler, whether it's Sam Williams, hey, maybe they just rotate games. I don't need one of them to do it. Maybe one game here it's Fowler.
The reason they lost week one is because those edges were jumping inside and Hurts was escaping at like 50 yards rushing at halftime.
And now you got Overshown. And Overshown's got speed to neutralize some of that stuff and chase him down.
And you should break the pocket down from the middle easier.
Oh, yeah, especially with the center likely being out with the concussion. Sure, absolutely. They're compromised. But like I say, this is a team that all year long, they play like ass for majority of the game, and then they find a way to win at the end.
It's just finally nice to, you look at the Cowboys defensively, how are they going to match up against offenses? And 2 weeks ago, they couldn't. They did not have the personnel to be able to match up and give themselves a chance. They do now.
I love the young corners.
They've got a chance now.
This is a big challenge for them, though. Hurts could be terrible throwing the football. He absolutely can miss. They had a couple of drops in the Detroit game that were kind of bad. But this young group, I think there's going to be some times out there where it's going to be a struggle. The Raiders, you know, you get everybody playing and like, oh, let's talk about communication. Let's knock some rust off. Let's do that.
Yeah.
This is a whole different ball. But I'm just saying, though, the things that worry me all of a sudden is Barkley has not been good all year. Then all of a sudden you revert back to a team that can't tackle and can't get off blocks and those kinds of things.
Well, Quinnen Williams, we had sounds of the sideline, and he made his debut with the Cowboys, and here was a little clip of Quinnen Williams during Monday night's win.
I got you.
Make the inside move and go. You had him.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
I got you. Be decisive. I got you.
You got the speed to chase down.
I got you, Q.
Hey, is that hard enough? Oh, Cowboys? Okay. So if I say something crazy, y'all can hit it with me. Okay, good. I be talking crazy, so I got a brand to uphold, so I don't want my grandma hearing that. Thank y'all. Thank you.
Joseph Hoyt also said that Kenny Clark told him after the game that Quinnen Williams, super helpful during the game when it came to in-game scouting and adjustments, and you heard some of that with him talking to Donovan Ezeraku. Yeah. So, look, I mean, you need that, right? Like, you mentioned some of that earlier where it was like, okay, I need to come in here and kind of help some of these guys. Maybe you're not getting it from the coaching staff. But you need players on the field to help correct some of this. They didn't have that before. Can Quinnen Williams see something that ends up helping Solomon Thomas, or that ends up helping Ezeraku or Houston or one of these things? You've got a different type of football IQ here with a player like
Quinnen Williams. I think something you can lean on this week, though, is if you talk about Donovan Ezeraku, is you can lean on him. He, you know, him and actually now having some experience of playing against Jordan Mailata. You know, that was not a good point. That was not a good opening game for him to have to deal with Jordan Mailata. Now you have an understanding of his moves, his power, the things you have to deal with. He has got to do a better job of not letting Mailata get his hands on him. You know, he's got to, maybe at home you're going to get some holding calls. He didn't get the holding calls in the game in Philadelphia, but maybe you could get it. But his experience playing against Mailata, I think, will be beneficial to him.
Well, we mentioned all the drama going on with the Jalen Hurts stuff. I mean, you read the quote of DeSean Jackson earlier.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce was on Whip for his weekly appearance. Here was Kelce and his thoughts on what's going on with Jalen Hurts and some of this drama.
I think the quotes on Jalen, I think that there are frustrations within a team that build up continually. And I think Jalen gets a lot of the highlighting of that, again, because he's the quarterback. Me and Lane Johnson one year, I'll put this out there. Me and Lane Johnson one year at the end of Chip Kelly's career, Lane made a comment in the media, said something along the lines of, you know, we're the up-tempo offense is way too hard on us in practice, and we're working too difficult, and guys are getting fatigued. And I remember reading that, and I'm like, dude. And I went out and said something in the media and said, you know, what does Lane know? Lane's only been with the Philadelphia Eagles. How does he know what it feels like to do other practices? He's only practiced with Chip Kelly. So he's saying something and parroting something from what other guys are saying. And, like, to be honest, I think we're pretty pampered here in Philadelphia. And Lane then made another comment. Lane and I didn't talk for an entire offseason.
Mm. Wow.
Lane is, like, one of my best friends. Like, I love that guy. And this is part of being on a team. There are so many ups and downs. And, like, I've gotten into yelling matches with Jeff Stoutland, a guy that I consider almost like a father. This thing brings out emotions and sides of people because you all want to win
so
bad.
The stakes are so high.
He starts getting choked up and cries there. You know, when I didn't talk to Lane Johnson for an entire offseason.
No.
Those two were best friends.
He was boohooing?
He started tearing up. He got pretty emotional there. I mean, that's the kind of catastrophic issues we've got going on there in Filthy right now, and this
bringing guys to tears.
The Chip Kelly time. So hey, they
I do think they
games.
Feel a different kind of pressure just it being in that city, that fan base, just how rabid.
I mean, they're
is.
Freaking 8-2. They're coming off a Super Bowl win, and you still have this conversation about players not liking the quarterback, the frustration with Jalen Hurts. This thing, I mean, hey, I've been waiting for it, but it feels like the balloon could pop at any moment.
Yeah. Like I said in the opening segment, it happened to him in 2023, so maybe it could happen in 2024. But I think Kelce's point is there is stuff like this happening on every team inside every small business in America. Like, people don't like each other. They get dramatic. They get toxic. They get reactionary. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that's about to happen. But in pro sports, we're used to, if they're comfortable letting it out in public, usually it's a pretty significant red flag. So there's hope in here. There is, but you know, I do think once you win and once you're paid, if you are an outspoken person who's like, I don't want to hold back to people, I don't want to have to lie to figure out how I'm going to interact with the world. Here's how I feel. If you don't like it, that's on you. Like, once you win, that's why managing success is oftentimes more difficult than managing failure for a coach.
No question. 8-0, Josh Allen, Thursday Night Football. He's playing tonight. They're taking on the Texans in Houston. Thursday Night Football on the fly. Guess that spread.
In Houston, Buffalo. This is Davis Mills.
It's the neck of Mills.
Yeah, this is Buffalo by 5.5.
Oh, you looked.
I swear.
I swear
I did not look.
The Oracle.
You know I have integrity
Are
with this
you,
game.
Do
I'm
you?
The one that's bitching about you guys not having
do
integrity.
You?
Other than Dawson. He's actually held his water.
The integrity.
I got no integrity.
My rear.
I'm serious, dude. Did I nail that? Are you being serious?
No, you really know. It's 5.5.
It's 5.5?
5.5 Buffalo, because nobody circles the wagons like the
Buffalo
Bills.
Bills.
Let's go, Jeremy!
Buffalo
Bobby
Bills.
Has just delivered shots, and I've...
Bobby, the preparation is over, and now the party begins.
I don't feel so good.
Oh, my gosh. You got one for Dawson as well.
I don't feel so.
You got two.
How nice
of you. Look at this.
Mardi Gras Brown didn't want one?
See, Bobby,
the party is about to get underway.
He's got more shots. He's bringing more shots. Oh, those are yours.
Oh, those are yours.
Bobby
knows. Bobby's a smart man.
I can get drunk just smelling those things from here.
This is crazy. He doesn't even...
He doesn't just have a run-of-the-mill cocktail. It's got to be an overpour.
Well, he's got the sexy new hair.
Yeah,
he doesn't even have the neck beard's not even going.
Yeah, this is a guy who's really taking
this
care of
himself. This is craziness.
I meant to ask Bobby the question because he's a fellow broadcaster for Tarleton football. Yeah. What he felt like the Choppy leaving in the third
what
quarter.
What the hell? Did
the
he have
game?
Somewhere to be?
Yeah.
Bobby,
you got headphones on top of your headphones.
You're going headphones on headphones.
Yeah, be careful there.
Yeah, I mean, he's just always slacking.
Bobby and I, we care about when we do Tarleton football, we see it through.
It was that he literally thought we were supposed to be working the same night initially, and he was going to work half, and I was going to work half, so he felt like he didn't commit to more than that, and so he bailed after halftime.
What a jerk.
Yeah, can you imagine Kevin Harlan just saying, hey, I've had enough. I've had enough. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm just going to leave right in the middle of the game.
It was shocking. Lack of integrity.
That's why he got fired from the Legends.
Appreciate you soldiering through that operation Bobby. I think the morning show sounds better than it ever has by a wide margin.
All because of Bob.
Join the show.
Get him,
Bob. Alrighty, let's
difference
cheers this thing up.
Bobby
we
Bell.
Are live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. We got half the show remaining, and it looks like Woolchuck and Shia Fall are about to get hammered with you. No sign of Mardi Gras brought us yet. No. He's probably got four podcasts to do tonight after the show, so he wants to slow play it. But we're coming back with an edition of football's finest with a slightly buzzed Eric Chiafalo. Where are you taking us?
A QB could be one and done as a starter, and this guy's already planning for life after football, and I don't blame him.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Next year in the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie until 7 o'clock. Have some Tolo back window decals for you. Bobby Belt is here, and he just ordered some of the new, is this a honey hot wing?
Honey wings.
Hot honey.
They are so good.
Delicious.
My goodness.
Dude. Absolutely outstanding.
They were burning Chief a little bit. He had taken them. He thought they were a little spicy.
I didn't get a hot one then.
No, see, I didn't think they were that hot either. I think he's soft.
That's probably true.
I think that's what it is.
A little sensitive to the spice.
You married into the Hispanic culture, bro.
It's just like the red pepper, and I'm a red pepper flake guy, but you get those down the wrong pipe a little bit.
You know, if you're not like ready for it, right? You just bite in thinking this is like a run of the mill wing.
It's nothing.
Next thing you know, bang, you breathe in a red pepper flake.
Yeah, if you're not ready for it down your throat, you are just, it can catch you off guard.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
Well, it is time for some football's finest one way or another, as Chief will fight through that. And I believe two doubles. Was that a two double shot at tequila?
That's the Bobby Belt special,
oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness.
Bobby's never had a shot that didn't equal at least two.
Back-to-back doubles. Unbelievable. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here he is, Eric Chiafalo with football's finest.
I hated it. Now I'm a little thankful, though. That's kind of nice. I appreciate you, Bob. Hey, Bobby. Hey, football's finest. Grade the intro right now.
Did he make it?
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
Not lose the game. Good advice.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Football's finest with Bobby Roberto Belt, live from Twin Peaks and Grand Prairie.
That's an A+.
Get fired up.
Salute. That's an A+.
I appreciate that.
Pants are off.
Here we go. All right. Would you guys believe me if I told you that George Pickens was tied for first in missed tackles forced as a wide receiver?
Yes.
Of course you would, because you know football and you know George Pickens. That dude is an. I cannot wait to get the moment in space where Reed Blankenship is tasked with having to wrap up
Reed,
George Pickens.
Yeah. In the NFC Championship game?
That is, well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, because the Eagles aren't going to go there.
Hell yeah.
Woo! Now, we also have the another number. What's up, Chuckley?
Nothing. I was just thinking
about
Verse tackling Dak in the NFC Championship.
I mean, now, that is believable.
Just to be in it. Oh, God. Thank God.
Yes.
It would be such a dream.
So George Pickens right now on pace for 99 catches, over 1,500 receiving yards, and 12 touchdowns. That's going to go ahead and get you paid. All right, that's going to get you paid. And I saw this as well. The expected points added per target, the leader in the NFL, it's not Puka Nacua. Huh. It's not Devontae Smith. It's not Stephon Diggs. It's not Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Robert Brooks.
It's Justin Jefferson.
Tolbert.
It's Ja'Marr Chase.
It's George Pickens, boys.
It's Jake Ferguson.
It's gosh dang George Pickens. No, Jake Ferguson leads the league in joining the G-Bag Nation on Thursdays at 5:20.
Thank you.
And he will continue that streak today. But, yeah, George Pickens, NFL expected points added per target leader.
Savage.
That's where he's at right now.
We read his success rate this morning on targets, and throughout his career it's been like 48, 51, something like that. It's 68% right now, I think. Success rate on his guy, which is just an absurdly high rate for somebody targeted as much as he is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I gave the argument for CD earlier in terms of I think he's QB-proof.
Yeah, sure
okay,
did.
Swing the pendulum.
I don't think GP3's proven that yet. GP3, that dude doesn't have the drops that CD does. CD needs to fix that.
This year, but that's because he had the big
this
game
year.
Against Philly.
This
year. Throughout their careers, George Pickens has a higher drop rate.
Dropped the touchdown against the Raiders on Monday night.
Yeah, no doubt. But George Pickens does have a higher drop rate.
Right, but this year specifically, I can think of the Bears game. He had a big drop that might have even resulted in an interception. But otherwise, he's pretty darn
– That we can was all a volleyball
on,
set. Yeah.
What we can all agree on is that Kevontae Turpin is worse at catching the football than all of them.
Oh, 100%. And that they're both –
than all of us.
They're both wide receivers.
Really, yeah, honestly.
They're both awesome.
Gosh, he ticks me off sometimes.
You were like the Kevontae Turpin truther.
No, I know. That he ticks me off sometimes with his lack of hands. But
fair.
He brings an electricity factor that has been lacking as of late. Training camp and early in the season, it was like, all right. And then, I don't know, it's kind of gotten to the point where I don't know.
Just return.
I don't know if they really like him that much. And I get why they wouldn't.
Just throw it to Ryan Flannoy.
Now, since N'Kobe Dean has returned, the last three games for Filthy, he's got 15 tackles, he's got six pressures, he's got three quarterback hits, he's got two sacks. The Eagles' defense ranks second in EPA per play and second in success rate during that stretch. Okay, so since N'Kobe Dean has come back, and now you have him and Bond at linebacker, this is going to be a very next-level challenge. I know you're at AT&T Stadium. You're in the comfy confines there. The Cowboys offense does a lot better. How many points
Can anybody tell me, like, what is your prediction? How many points do you expect the Cowboys to score on Sunday?
27.
27? If they score 27, I think they win the game.
I'm picking them to win the game. Brandon Aubrey, walk-off field goal, 27-24.
How many points can the Cowboys score against this filthy defense?
I mean, I think they could score 40. I would pick them to score 23, though.
Okay.
You know, I don't think this is going to be a track meet type of game that forces you to get involved offensively in the second half to try to play catch-up or to try to go back and forth for touchdowns. I think this is a defensive struggle. I think they win something like 23-20.
I love the 23 call because that means five scoring drives, which means they are moving the ball, but then things tighten up maybe and they have to kick a few field goals. So, yeah, that 23-27, somewhere around that range. They'll score 23-27 points, I would guess.
I was thinking 24 is what I was thinking.
Okay, but you have them losing
that
game.
Yeah, you're the Debbie Downer.
But I have them losing. No, but yeah. It's not, I mean, Debbie Downer. That's 100% fair. The Cowboys winning this game is going to be tough.
Yeah, but.
They dang near scored 27 in the opener. If it wasn't for the drops, they may very well have. You know, so
yeah, but you were catching people off guard a little bit at that point in the year.
You were, but you know, Tyler Booker's a rookie. You know, Tyler Guyton wasn't the player that he is right now. There's a lot of things that are vastly improved about this offense. Plus, you're at home.
Yeah, and when you say you were catching people off guard, that would make it sound like they haven't been even better than that since that Philly game, and they have been.
And well, I think they could catch him off guard this week,
yeah,
too.
I think the offensive line's better now.
Now they have Jalen Carter this week, which kind of sucks. But
oh, and Nakobe Dean.
I asked KNC this earlier. What would you say to Jalen Carter, like, right out there on the field at the beginning of the game to try and get him to spit on you again?
I don't think that can be said on the radio, Bob.
that we might need to clean that up in post.
I mean, just, like...
Spitgate?
Yeah, I mean, if
but,
you're...
But, hey, I'm in.
If you're trying to draw them off sides, you're probably going to be cussing at an FCC level that would get you banned.
What if you just say, I didn't figure you to be a spitter?
What would you figure him to be, Bob?
Just like a nice southerly gentleman from Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, I do expect them to probably try and draw him off sides plenty throughout the game. Who's the offensive lineman that would do that? Because it would be Brock Hoffman.
It would be Tyler Booker. Booker was mixing it up with Max Crosby. Booker's got a little nap. He's a mean streak kind of guy.
Well, he's a pancake machine.
He's a mix it up dude.
So when you talk to people at Alabama about Booker, they'll tell you that after the Vandy game last year, the whole way they got back on track was Booker, and it was Booker telling everybody like cracking skulls. And he's a trash talker because he trash talked Choppy in training camp when he said, "How did it feel to never win in Neyland Stadium?" And Booker would say, he's like, I remember the first time I walked in Neyland Stadium, and I looked up and I said, this is the most advanced sound system I've ever seen to pump in crowd noise. It's very impressive.
I do love Tyler Booker, man.
He's awesome.
He's got a great nasty streak to him. The Cleveland Browns quarterbacks, now you're going to have Shedeur Sanders making his first start. Since 1999, they have 17 quarterbacks making a start for them.
Does this all go back to Tim Couch in 99? Is he the number one?
I would think so. I would think he would be a part of this list. And they are 0-17 in their first starts. No Browns quarterback since 1999 has won their first game as the starting quarterback
until
of the Cleveland Browns.
Shedeur.
Yeah, and I don't even know. Who are the Browns even playing this week?
The Raiders.
Somebody better than that.
Okay, they might actually have a chance. I mean, they're playing the Raiders.
They might. That's true. They beat the Packers.
I mean, I think there's a
Carolina
real possibility
beat the
for that.
Packers too.
Might be a revenge game for him after
Carolina's
they pass on him
5
times.
Half game back in first place.
They've got
every game's a revenge game for Shedeur right now.
They've got the stat that so first off it's nuts. Myles Garrett has 10 sacks in the last 3 games, but if you look at it for the season, he has more sacks than the 49ers or the Bengals.
What's the record for NFL sacks in a game?
In a game it's
6,
7.
Right? Derek Thomas.
Yeah,
it's 7. Okay,
hit 7.
Seattle against Dave Craig.
Well, I mean, isn't it a bunch of people tied? It's Derek Thomas. I think it's Adrian Claiborne. Or did he get 6?
He got 6.
He had 6.
This could be a game with him playing the Raiders with that offensive line. He could have a sack every play. Every play they drop back.
He's minus money. He is
seriously. Think about that.
I think that is a bold prediction for Sunday.
That guy
Glaze, 60 sacks.
Glaze and Stone Forsythe at tackles.
Yeah, they're bad.
Vegas currently has Myles Garrett as minus money, so he's like a favorite. He's minus money to break the sack record this year.
which is 22.5.
22.5.
He's on pace.
He's at 15.
He's going to have 7 in this game.
He's on pace for 25.5. Yeah, that's going to be a struggle bus for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the Cowboys didn't allow a single yard before contact on Sunday, and that's the Cowboys. And I know they're a little bit more souped up these days.
Yeah, what the hell are you trying to say?
Well, I'm just trying to say that the Browns defense...
Show some damn respect.
You're not going to be able to do much against them. Now, Diana Russini was asking the question, will J.J. McCarthy return as the Vikings starting quarterback next year?
Oh.
That's just a question that's out there.
I need to ask Steve Sarkisian about that.
The Aaron Rodgers career arc is in play.
Yeah.
He wants to, you know, he wanted to do that. That's what he was waiting for.
You're right. Maybe they go and get a broken senior citizen.
There's no way he's better. There's no way he's a good idea, but it might happen.
Yeah, I mean, Pro Football Reference has been tracking accuracy since 2019. J.J. McCarthy's bad throw percentage is 24%. Basically,
how many games has he played?
His on-target percentage.
Maybe 5?
Yeah, can we let the poor kid develop?
Exactly, it's 5.
Can we let him play?
I cannot believe that you would say, and any team would say, and I can't believe Kevin O'Connell's this ridiculous, to be able to say, A, he's played 5 games, B, it's 3 since the injury. He's been back for 3 games, basically. And the 2 victories he has in 5 games are road divisional games against the Bears and the Lions, who are the 2 best teams. I don't know why you would just go, yeah, can we keep him? I don't know. He beat the Bears and the Lions on the road and had some late-game heroics.
Let these quarterbacks develop. Give them some damn time.
I'm in agreement with you.
That's the vodka talking.
It's 5 games, Brian.
I mean, if you could get something for him in trade right now in the first 2 days, I think you'd have to take it.
If J.J.
McCarthy...
We're
giving up on quarterbacks right now.
No, but if they give up on J.J. McCarthy, he will be the next in a recent long line of guys who pop later in their career. Baker, Geno Smith, Ryan Tannehill. That's become way more common now than it was 20 years ago.
Well, the only season since 2019 worse in bad throw percentage are 2022 Zach Wilson, which we know to be bad, and 2024 Anthony Richardson, which we know to be pretty bad. And only 2024 Anthony Richardson is worse in on-target percentage. Right now, J.J. McCarthy is sitting at under 60%.
So what I'm hearing you say is that he's better than Zach Wilson and Anthony Richardson, which is not a problem. If you said he was worse than them,
last
I'd be concerned. Four,
I love it.
I appreciate your optimism here, Bob. But, I'm with Wolchuk that ultimately, like, you invested in this guy. You drafted him pretty high. You punted on Sam Darnold for him. And you do have a guy in Kevin O'Connell who should be able to get the most out of these dudes. So if he can stay healthy, we'll see how the rest of the season plays out for him. But it has not been very good to this point.
I would trust Kevin O'Connell's eval, though. If he doesn't think he can play.
Oh, agreed. I wasn't a huge J.J. McCarthy guy, but it's still just think 5 games is way too fast to pull the trigger on a quarterback. On any player.
Sure. Maybe bring in a veteran and put him on the bench and see if he develops in-house for you over the next couple of years. I think there's a lot of different ways you can play it.
And I agree it's too soon because I don't want to be wrong about having J.J. McCarthy ahead of Jaden Daniels when we were doing draft evaluation.
Oh, yeah, you didn't like Jaden.
Hey, shout out to Drake May, though, right?
I did like Drake May.
Yeah, you did.
That's a guy who can spin it.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
We are live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie here off basically Bush and 20. The rain's coming down. You might as well just join us here for some eats, drinks, and scenic views. And we got Brooks Cabana of The Athletic previewing the Eagles for you coming up at 5 o'clock. What's next, Wolchuk?
That's a little mixed bag. Is this an underwhelming quarterback class, a Clay trade proposal, and how much did the Golden Toilet go for?
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. We are live at Twin Peaks here in Grand Prairie, and we'll be here all the way until 7 o'clock. It's a party. Bobby Belt's making sure of that. We have time for a mixed bag. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, you guys like fat people, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about Darnell Washington. Now, I don't know if you guys saw, he might have had one of the angriest runs of the entire week.
Our Georgia tight end?
Former Georgia tight end, now with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 6'7".
Yeah, big man.
I think he's listed at like 260, 270. Is that what you said yesterday?
Yeah, he's listed at 260, and Bengals defenders just ricocheting off his body in the open field.
I saw a high school clip.
I saw that too. That looked incredible.
He couldn't stop him in high school.
Must have been under 250 in that clip.
Yeah, he looked like a real NFL receiver, like a Jamar Chase or somebody like that. Yeah, tight end. But he that's how he looked. He's obviously gotten so much bigger since then. But
had a knee problem coming out of
He did.
Georgia.
He was basically like an extended tackle at Georgia half the time. Like he was throwing people around. But he jumps on the St. Brown Brothers podcast, and they just straight up asked him, man, how much you weighing these days?
How much do you weigh? Yeah, bro. I got to ask, bro. You look it up.
Internet
yeah.
is 260. I'm bro. Like, not 260,
bro. Yeah, bro. We looked it up. Like, no way.
Yeah, ain't yeah. All right, finna cap to y'all. I ain't weighing myself in a minute, but I
bro, what
I
do you know. Mean? You got weigh-ins every week.
Look.
Yeah, yeah
no look, you trying to get away. I ain't weighing myself in a minute.
Okay. Look, I'm gonna give it a buck.
Yeah.
I'm 311.
I knew it.
I knew it, bro. Running, like, there's no way
bro I'm gonna give it a buck.
Yeah.
311.
311 at tight end.
I wonder at what point it becomes a problem. You know, I would not be wanting to go much higher if I was the Steelers, unless they do want to move him to tackle eventually. But he's become a decent catcher. But I watched more of the St. Brown podcast last night. These guys are awesome.
They're good, yeah. They're good.
Good personalities. Not overlapping like the Kelce Bros.
No, they're dialed. They're good broadcasters, good podcasters, whatever you call it. But I would say, like, after the Kelce Bros, they got to be the top sibling sports podcast out there.
Yeah, they're good.
That's cool. That's glad to know. I only just see clips of what they're doing. Yeah.
They're fun.
But that's a great question to ask because, I mean, that,
yeah, I mean, how
the
much
fact that
weigh,
he's 311 pounds?
Good for him for admitting it, though, too.
Just honesty.
I'm going to keep it
above. You know, I'm an NFL player. F it. I'm just going to say what it is.
Yeah, I mean, he's moving well. It's not like he's embarrassing himself and he's too big to do anything. Mm-hmm.
I love it because you know how I feel about the big athlete, you know, the fat athlete, if you will, and going down the sideline and just knocking over people like they're bowling pins. There's not a better visual in all of sport right now.
Yeah, those Bengals corners, bro, they wanted nothing to do with him.
All right, The Athletic put out an article about the 2026 quarterback class.
Yet to look at one.
Ask my dude.
Yeah.
Is that the headline?
Execs right now are saying it's lackluster. And we thought this was going to be a pretty darn good one coming in. One exec said, quote, "I don't love any of the quarterbacks right now. We're trying to grasp onto somebody because there isn't anybody, and it's such a flavor of the week. It's like, good luck right now." Another one said, "There's no clear-cut top prospect to truly set the pace for the rest of the class." Now, we'll go through some. Fernando Mendoza, it didn't sound like execs were saying terrible things about him. If you make plays in the clutch and you're tough as bleep, guys are going to start believing in you. Yeah. And he's super smart. So maybe Fernando Mendoza can step up. Ty Simpson, he's had the best year out of all the quarterback prospects, but he's not as high up as some of the other guys in terms of physical tools. The kid has played his tail off, and he's throwing the bleep out of the football. Dante Moore, I just think there's a lot of work with a player and a person, one exec said.
Uh-oh.
I take him as the top quarterback, though, at the end of the day. Lenore Sellers, he's got franchise quarterback physical ability, but can he get there with the other stuff? I don't know what the other stuff is.
That means he's having problems processing things.
And then Arch Manning. Shocker. A guy who had never started in major college football didn't get off to a race car start. It's all still in front of him. Another quote, "Guys are allowed to get better as players," mocking the criticism of him. "We just judged him off his, what, first three games in college and said he's a bust? He's going to get better." So that's just some of the quotes from these quarterbacks, but it doesn't sound like anybody's really in love with any of these guys in the 2026 class. Maybe it's the 2027 class that ends up being better.
Yeah, maybe it's a good argument to give J.J. McCarthy one more year.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a couple of good players in here. Like, there wasn't a consensus on Patrick Mahomes. There has been so many number one overall busts in a row. I wouldn't take this as a sign that none of these guys are good. I think you just got to do your homework and, you know, hope that you have a Sean Payton-level evaluator picking your guys out.
You guys talk about this gold toilet while I was out. The Mets owner.
Cohen? No.
Did we?
Yeah, no. Steve Cohen. So he put,
I'm surprised we didn't because
I figured Chief. I figured you would have for sure. I figured this would, like, Eric would have been all over this.
Yeah.
But he put up his 18-carat golden toilet for auction, right? And it's legit. I mean, we got pictures of it. Darren Rovell.
It's a lot of gold.
Yeah, 18-carat gold. He auctioned this thing off.
Well, I want to melt it down with the price of gold right now. You might get more money for it.
The toilet contains approximately $10 million worth of gold.
$10 million?
$10 million.
Wow.
The final price ended up being higher.
So he's
than
selling
that.
The top. This is a gold play.
He got it for $12.1
million. He got it for $12.1
million. Somebody bought it for $12.1 million.
Oh, wow.
At auction. So I don't know. Maybe it was a bad buy by them.
I saw a painting go.
No, yeah, that was a bad buy.
I saw a painting go yesterday at Sotheby's for $205 million.
That's just stupid.
Highest ever for a piece, for a painting. $205. It came down to like two guys were bidding, and it got to $200 million. And you got these guys on the phone, and they're just like waiting, waiting, waiting. And the guy says he bid like $201, and then like 5 minutes later, the guy's like, well, we're about to close, about to close. And the guy bid $205, and that was it, final bid. But $200,000 for a painting.
Mm. $200
million? $200 million, excuse $200 million? Me. Yeah,
yeah.
$200 million. Sorry.
What was the painting? Did you see it?
I saw the painting. I can't tell you what it it was a
just looked like a bunch of nothing.
It was a painting of a lady, is what it
was. Oh yeah?
Yeah, it was $200 million.
Cam Jurgens, yeah. Limited participant in practice today for the Eagles.
I'll look it up, Chief.
And Malik Hooker was a DNP for the Cowboys. He was the only player that did not practice on the injury report.
Back in your day, Broadus, wouldn't they cut the toe off?
Yeah.
Just play on Sunday.
Dead man's
pretty
toe.
Much.
There
pretty
you
much.
Go.
Oh, wow, that's the end. Time flies when you're having fun. It's
sure.
The G-Bag Nation. There's a mixed bag here from Woolchuck and the Nation. We got Brooks Cabina. Yeah, Eagles beat writer for The Athletic. He's going to join us next. How toxic is it right now in Philadelphia? What's the sentiment of the city? We'll find out with Brooks coming up next here on 105 Through the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.